752946 for details, or go to westiwanet.com and make the smart switch today. Western Iowa Networks, connecting you to what matters for 120 years.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 25 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charla Schmidt.
Good morning.
How are you, Charla?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's sunny.
It's sunny,
I see some blue skies out there.
That's right.
I can almost see the grass growing when I look out the window. That's how
you know, that's not my job responsibility.
That's
so.
Almost how it feels. I just can almost see the grass growing. You know, you hear that you can hear the corn grow?
Yes.
Well, I think the grass. I think if you listen real close, this year, especially with
all the rain we've had.
And I'm super happy because the crops look,
I know
phenomenal.
I know. And everybody's flowers, when you drive by everybody's house, it's just gorgeous.
I mean, a lot of times this time of year, things are kind of brownish.
Yes.
And
yes.
Curled up and dry. And not this year. So how was the supervisors meeting?
Very good this morning. Had a very good supervisors meeting.
Let's talk about it. All the supervisors present at
the
meeting?
They were all present.
All the routine preliminary items were approved?
Were approved.
The minutes were presented and accepted, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Audience comments?
We did not have one audience comment today.
Okay. Supervisors weekly committee and assignment updates?
Bryant and Mike both attended the MCDC board meeting they represent. And then Mike attended a juvenile detention monthly meeting up in Council Bluffs.
Mm-hmm.
He also attended the event Sunday night at the high school. He shared that with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all of us attended the four-county meeting last Tuesday down at Jay's Pizza in Clarinda.
How was that?
It was good. It's good. You know, everybody talks about what's going on in their county and, you know, how they're handling things. It's just, you know, just kind of a sharing type. So no decisions, just sharing. And that's all. Other than that, Mark and Alex and I, we didn't have any assignments that we had to do last week. So.
All right. Secondary roads update.
Yes.
From Engineer Karen Albert.
Thank you. Yes. Hauled rock to Stanton and Red Oak areas, cold patched M63 south of Stanton. Serviced equipment closed G Avenue for the pipe project and will be placing rock at the bridge abutment at the bridge in Tenville. Surface will be lining four culvert pipes. Subsurface will be lining four culvert pipes. Sorry about that. On highways in the Wales area the remainder of this week. During that time, traffic will be restricted to one lane at the culvert pipe location. So just to one lane. They'll switch that off when they need to.
Mm-hmm.
G Avenue Pipe Project south of 180th Street. MDX will be mobilizing to the site today. They will have 30 working days, 6 weeks, Monday through Friday, which takes us to the end of September, weather permitting.
Sure.
They were supposed to start yesterday, but the weather didn't allow that. So.
Right.
They were constantly working on our 5-year construction plan. And then also Karen will be attending the Iowa Association of Counties Conference in Des Moines the rest of the week, which all of us will be, all of the supervisors will be there too. So.
Okay. The BNS, the overpass agreement with BNS for the replacement of the bridges, L and Q Avenue.
Yep.
That was approved.
That was approved.
Do you have any sort of time frame on that? Like when that will take place?
No, we've been working on it actually a long time because Mike was chair.
Yeah.
And we've worked with it, and it's flowed and it's where it is. And she did say that they'll demo the K and Redwood bridges once the new ones are constructed. So
yeah.
But if I find out a time frame, I'll let you know. But she didn't really know either.
Yeah, that can be a challenge for sure. So
yes.
All right. Anything else from secondary roads?
No, that was all today.
New business, discuss Beacon Bundle basics with action as necessary.
Okay, so Beacon is a system we all use to go in and you can look up your property and your taxes and stuff like that. So this is a bundle that is going to be beneficial to the county. It'll add a lot of, how do I want to word it? It just will add a lot of other items there that you can use on that Beacon website. So if you go in, and I don't have a list of all the different items that, and we had a lady that was on our call. She zoomed in, and she kind of explained it to us, and because they're the ones that will be maintaining it and everything. Sure. So anyway, so Alex Burton, our newest supervisor, in his business, he uses Beacon all the time. Mm-hmm. And so he was very positive about it. He liked this because he said, you know, what he uses it for right now, he uses like two major things, but this will add additional pieces of information for him right. that will help in his business. So it was passed unanimously. So
what is the... How much was the bundle basics?
It's going to be a little over $3,000 a year.
Okay.
So.
And by the way, the Beacon website is free to the public.
Yes, it is.
Anyone,
yes.
You don't have to pay a subscription. It's just free to the public. So.
No, exactly.
It is.
Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate
it. It's a very good tool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that was approved unanimously.
That was approved, yes.
Discuss possible vision plan changes from Avesis to Delta Vision, October 1st, and action is necessary.
Avesis is our current vision plan right now.
Yeah.
And so our providers for our vision, and one of them was Dr. Quartz, and and so they weren't getting the money from them when they submitted the forms.
Okay.
So they quit. They stopped contracting with them. So it was brought to us that Delta Vision, is number one. They would be very. That's what they're using. And when Jill looked into it, it cost less. And so, basically, the board approved unanimously Delta Vision. And I have the numbers here, and I was going to give that to you.
Yeah.
Basically, it was approved, and we can make it effective October 1st, 2025.
Okay.
Because right now, it's like, say you're a single person, Avesis is $13.19, a premium out of your paycheck. Well, Delta is $8.72.
Same level of coverage for
that. Yeah, and it's like that for employee and spouse, employee and children, and for family. And so the renewal annual premium is $3,000 left. Like right now we pay, it's $10,993. And with Delta Vision, it's going to be $7,360.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, and when you look at all the other benefits, the coverage is a little bit better. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That was approved unanimously.
That was approved unanimously, yeah.
All right. Agenda items for the next meeting, public hearing for fiscal year 26 budget amendment claims.
Right.
What else may be on
that? That's all we have right now. That could all change by Friday.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We just don't ever know for sure. So.
All right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
That's all. Just
ISAC?
Just so everybody knows, no business will be happening, but we'll be becoming, find out legislatively, we'll get some... we get to talk to other people in other counties and find out what's going on there and how can we do this better? Can we do that better? And vice versa. We just, that's really a good networking for us. But we also get education. They educate us on, a lot of items at counties.
That's when? This week?
It starts tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay.
It's all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and half a day Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Charlotte Schmidt with me, by the way, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. What else do we need to be aware of, Charlotte?
That's all today that I have.
All right. Very good. Rest of the day holds what?
I go home, finish packing, and head to Des Moines.
There you go. All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Charlotte Schmidt with me again, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.
Well, let's check what's happening around the country sunshine listening area with our K.